Baik, debaran pilihan raya umum ke-15 semakin dirasai sejurus lepas pengumuman penamaan calon pada minggu lepas. Diikuti juga dengan isu ekonomi dijangka muncul sebagai isu utama yang dijangka akan mempengaruhi sebahagian besar pengundi dalam pilihan raya umum ke-15. Diikuti juga dengan masalah inflasi yang kekal tinggi dan kadar OPR yang meningkat sebanyak 4 kali berturut-turut yang menjadi kebimbangan orang ramai. Jadi mari kita teliti data terkini antara data terkini oleh Jabatan Perakaman Malaysia Dawson mengenai prestasi perdagangan luar negeri Malaysia pada September 2022. Jadi seperti anda dapat saksikan, ekspor indeks nilai seunit meningkat sebanyak 1% didorong oleh peningkatan yang banyak, iaitu sebanyak antara kategori pertama yang didorong adalah 6.6%, iaitu minyak galian, diikuti juga dengan 1.1%, iaitu alat jentera dan kelengkapan pengangkutan, dan 0.2%, iaitu pelbagai barang keluaran kilang. Dan ini adalah ekspor yang meningkat sebanyak 1% untuk indeks nilai seunit. Jadi kita teliti dengan ekspor yang meningkat perbandingan bulan ke bulan antara Ogos dan September, iaitu meningkat sebanyak 2.2% pada bulan perbandingan bulan, iaitu sebanyak daripada 141.3 bilion ke 144.3 bilion ringgit. Dan ini adalah nilai ekspor. Bagaimana dengan indeks volume? Indeks volume untuk ekspor meningkat sebanyak 1.1%, iaitu kalau anda dapat lihat, iaitu disumpangkan oleh yang terbesar, iaitu minyak dan lemak binatang dan sayur-sayuran, iaitu meningkat sebanyak 13.5% peningkatan, diikuti juga dengan alat jentera dan kelengkapan pengangkutan yang meningkat hampir 10%, diikuti juga dengan bahan kimia meningkat sebanyak 2.5%. Dan bagaimana pula dengan import kita, di mana kita dapat lihat import kita indeks nilai seunit iaitu meningkat sebanyak 0.03%. Ini peningkatan untuk import disumbang oleh kategori terbesar, iaitu alat jentera dan kelengkapan pengangkutan, sebanyak peningkatan sebanyak 1%, diikuti juga dengan pelbagai barang keluaran kilang sebanyak 0.3%, dan juga makanan meningkat sebanyak 0.04%. Dan ini adalah prestasi import. Dan bagaimana pula nilai import yang dicatatkan perbandingan antara bulan Ogos sehingga September, iaitu mencatat penurunan sebanyak 9.4% nilainya menurun, dan perbandingannya antara Ogos September daripada 124.2 bilion menurun kepada 112.6 bilion ringgit. Dan ini adalah nilai import yang anda dapat saksikan, penurunan berbanding ekspor. Dan import indeks volume iaitu meningkat, menurun sebab hampir 10%. Ini 9.4% disumbangkan oleh penurunan sebanyak hampir 30% oleh minyak galian, diikuti juga dengan hampir 15% yang menurun pelbagai barang keluaran dan kilang, dan diikuti juga dengan bahan kimia yang menurun sebanyak 6.6%. Dan kalau anda dapat lihat di mana import ini menurun, di mana kita dapat lihat indeks nilai indeks unit ekspor dan import kembali kepada trend meningkat, masing-masing meningkat kepada 1% dan 0.03%. Dan ini adalah antara indikator penting mengenai prestasi ekonomi kita, dan ia begitu penting juga untuk rakyat celik ekonomi terutama menjelang Malaysia memilih pilihan raya umum ke-15, kerana setiap keputusan yang dibuat oleh kerajaan berkaitan dengan isu ekonomi. Dan ia justeru rakyat perlu menjadi sebahagian daripada dasar ini dengan menilai dan memahami apakah kesan dasar ini. Kerana dengan adanya ilmu asas ekonomi ini, rakyat boleh menyedari bagaimana rangka dasar ekonomi ini dibuat oleh ahli politik dan apakah kesannya kepada negara dan juga rakyat. Dan sekarang kita akan diskusi ini lebih lanjut bersama pakar kita, di mana now we know some of our economic data looks positive and it shows we are on the right recovery trajectory. However, given that advanced nations are facing recession, most likely this will come to our continent, and Malaysia being the open economy will have to brace for impact. And to comment further on this, joining us right now is Dr. Shankaran Nambiah, Senior Research Fellow at the Malaysian Institute of Economy Research. Dr. Nambiah, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Nina, for having me on the show.
All right, Doctor, Malaysia recorded pretty good economy recovery, but next year will be another test for us as advanced nations are facing recession. Will we have a new government? We've seen some of the manifesto presented. Do you think that it will capture the real structural problems that we have now?
I think our structural problems range from the quality of education, having adequate a higher level of productivity, the question of international competitiveness, and of course, the problem that we have with our fiscal space. Yes, the manifestos do touch on some of these issues, but I don't think sufficiently or with enough depth. And certainly, it does not kind of confront the kind of difficult situation we are likely to face next year and perhaps the following year too.
All right. Economy recovery known requires unpopular policies. However, given that this is the mother of all elections, so we expect more populist manifesto presented. So how do we strike a balance?
I think it's pretty difficult striking a good balance. Taking into account the kind of challenges that you have mentioned, obviously the policies will have to be unpopular. At the same time, again, as you have mentioned, given that it's probably the mother of all elections, it would have to have some appeal to the electorate. There must be some promise of a bright future without having to undertake austere measures. So I think what the politicians have decided to do in the face of the coming elections is to lean a little bit on the populist side.
Do you think it's hard to strike a balance toward this?
Pretty difficult, I think. For instance, the question of fiscal space, which would demand tough measures how you get us back to balanced books. That would be would require severe measures on the part of the government, and I don't think anyone would want to get into those details at this point. But I'm quite sure that as you go into 2023, whoever wins the election will have to handle these issues.
All right. The economic performance for the past 4 years belong to all parties, as we have three prime ministers from three different parties. Many candidates, especially the heavyweights, understand economic situations. However, it wasn't present in clear details during campaigns. And why do you think so on this, Doctor?
Yes, this has been very interesting part in our history. We've had three PMs in the past 4 years, and they cover, I think, all the parties concerned. And yes, definitely, the heavyweights have held position. And obviously, they understand the problems. They've gone through the problems. Might have tried handling the problems, but I don't think any of them has seriously been able to overcome them. And if they haven't gone into detail, I think one, perhaps they don't want to, and they perhaps don't think there's any point into drilling into the obvious. The rakyat understand the problems. These are felt experience problems, for instance, inflation, and there's no need to once again repeat and go into the details. I think people want to see solutions rather than going into details. The other point, I think, is perhaps this election is based on values, on broader values of governance, etc. And this seems to be more important now than perhaps ever. And this perhaps will determine who reaches the finishing line fastest. So issues of institutional integrity, governance, anti-corruption. I think these are the kinds of issues that seem to be taking precedence.
And Doctor, we have a strong economic campaign during GE14. Every day we hear about our debt reaching 600 billion ringgit. Now our debt almost 1 trillion ringgit, but the story isn't there. We should hear this aspect more. And what's your take on this, Doctor?
I think this is perhaps one of the toughest bits. The question of the fiscal space was an issue during the soon after GE14 was announced, heralded quite a bit. And the issue has actually become worse, not through any fault of any succeeding administrator, but because of COVID, etc. Nonetheless, the issue has become worse. We are in a tighter fiscal space than we are now. We face an issue with regard to raising government revenue. Operating expenditure keeps going up. There's no sign of it reducing. And I think the question of bringing down operating expenditure is one of those problems which perhaps no government would want to handle head on. And I think it's because of the kind of sensitivities that are involved and because of the austerity perhaps that would be demanded that it has, and it's because of that, I think, that parties have not gone into too much detail in discussing the question of debt, which, yes, definitely has been ballooning.
All right. Following with what you say that maybe some party or some government organization did not went into details. But now we have even a new, we have addition of almost 8 million new voters. And do you think GE15 will help further stabilize Malaysian economy, speaking of which budget 2023, which is yet to be presented again? What is your opinion on this, Dr. Nambiar?
Yes, we do have additional voters. I'm not sure to the how they view the economy, the serious whether they understand the seriousness of the economy. And I think on 2023, the kind of prospects, I think that has generally been underplayed in domestic media. Although if one were to scan media of overseas, you find that it's something that is staring at us, or it's going to stare at us. And technically, yes, we may not go into a recession, but I'm quite sure it's going to feel like a recession. And there's been a false sense of hope because in the second quarter, our growth rate was good. We probably also very likely to have good growth rates in the third quarter. But I think looking forward, it's going to be pretty tough. And we have a budget that has to be passed. And I don't know if the budget as it was tabled earlier on did accurately anticipate what is likely to happen in 2023.
We are hoping for the best for our nations leading to GE15. And thank you so much, Dr. Shankaran Nambiar, the Senior Research Fellow at the Malaysian Institute of Economy Research, for helping us understand the importance of diving in the economic agenda during the campaign trials.